So we can't tell what's going to happen next. So we have to use the available time that God has given us, not for selfish pleasure, fun seeking. And, you know, looking for your next vacation, how are you going to spend that? I had a friend, he came along to our meeting, he wasn't a friend then, came along to a meeting, came from Belgium. And someone asked him, have you read the books of Mr. McIntosh? One of the books that you can buy from Believer's Bookshelf, I hope. And he said, no, I never heard of him. So he said, well, why haven't you? Well, it transpired that this young lad from Belgium was an atheist. And yet there he was in the meeting. Anyway, he was shown some kindness by a young, we call him an Anglo-Egyptian brother. And he gave him some service in the, some work to do in the shop he was running. And by and by, this young Belgian brother got, this young Belgian man got converted to the Lord. And whenever he takes vacation now, he only does it so that he might serve the Lord. He might give out tracts. He might go to a Bible camp. That he might do something useful for his Savior. Things are different. He uses every available opportunity in the Lord's service. Now he does that as part-time service for the Lord. And who can tell what that might develop into one day? But he knows God. He was one who didn't know God. But now he knows God. And now he is strong in his faith. And he does wonderful service. A very humble service. He gives out tracts. His English isn't much good. He speaks French. And my French isn't much good. But he's busy giving out tracts. And he's busy serving the Lord where he has opportunity. Now, as an example of one who knows his God, is strong and does exploits. He doesn't live for himself. He lives for Jesus. He lives for the Lord. Now, who's the Lord going to really use? Would you like to be used by the Lord? Or would you like to just pray for a missionary? Say, we'll pray 135 here. Let's say one eventually goes out into the mission field. The rest of us are just going to live for ourselves. Do you want to be like that? Or would you like to be known as one who has given his life to the Lord through and through? Of course, it doesn't have to be a missionary on a foreign field. You can be a missionary in your hometown. You can work among the handicapped, among the blind. You can work among the elderly, among the children. You can go door to door. There are so many avenues of service that are open to you. But who's God going to use? Would you like to be used? Well, you'd have to turn to another passage of the Bible for that. And I'd like you to look at Judges. We'll stick to the King James Version, okay? Judges. Chapter 7, verse 16 through 19. And I'll read it to you. Judges 7, verse 16. And this is about Gideon. Who did Gideon use? Well, loads of people came forward, but in the end, after a selection process, he reduced all the volunteers down to 300. I wish I had 300 volunteers in England to help us with the gospel. Well, we've only got 135 here, so please don't all rush at once. But anyway, he had 300. And so he divided the 300, verse 16, into three companies. I suppose that's 100 each. I can do math. You know that already. And he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers. You know what a pitcher is? You have that. It's a jug. Yeah, right, thank you. Yeah, right. Well, in India, they think it's the Italian food, pizza. But that's how they pronounce it there. And, okay, empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. All right. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come out, come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. And when I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 300 that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. That's as far as I'm going to read. Three things I want to draw to your attention. Empty pitchers, lamps within, and broken pitchers. Who's God going to use? He's going to use those who are very specially marked as empty vessels. Those that have emptied themselves of, who are empty of self, who are not self-seeking, who are not looking for pleasure, who are not looking for comforts and ease, who are not looking for what they can get, for what name they can make themselves. God is going to use those who are empty, empty of self. And you can't do that except by the Spirit of God. But God's Spirit is willing to help and assist the one whose heart is set on pleasing the Lord and serving Him, that you might be empty of self. And God will use you if you are empty of your own ideas, of your own lusts and desires. And you lay all that to one side and say, I live only for the Lord Jesus. Of course, there are some people who are very selfish. You know, when they go on holiday, and they go on holiday with you, and, you know, there's a ketchup bottle on the table. But they won't use that ketchup bottle. They'll have their own ketchup bottle, because they live for their ketchup bottle and themselves. And they won't share it with another. They only live for themselves. You're not like that, surely. I can't believe it. But there are people like that. And they salt and pepper on the table. Ah, they've got to have their own salt and pepper. You mustn't share their salt and pepper. They live only for themselves. Ah, they may be Christian workers. They may be Christians, but still they display selfish aspects which are unfit for those who are in the Lord's service. The Lord wants us empty of self. And the Lord's ready to use those who are truly emptied, who are not looking for something that they can get, but they can say, Lord, here am I, please fill me. And what will He fill you with? Well, here they had lamps within. You know, the Lord Jesus told us that if your eye is single, if you've got a single focus, your whole body will be full of light. And the Lord will illuminate you as to His will and show you the way forward and what you should do. And there'll be a work which none but you can do, a work for Jesus that is especially fitted to your abilities and capacity. You don't have to be a genius. I failed everything at school. I'm really hopeless, I tell you. I can't write and I can't add up, contrary to my display of skills dividing 300 by 3. And yes. So, but you know, the Lord gives a service that will suit you. And if your eye is on Him, He will give you that service. And then the third thing is the broken pitchers. Ah, yes, we've got to be broken. You know, if there's any pride in us that's going to obscure the light from shining out, if there's anything of my character or of my nature which is going to hinder the light from freely going out to those outside, well, the Lord's not going to easily use me. And so the Lord wants us to be emptied. He wants us to be filled with His light, and He wants us to be broken vessels. And I tell you what, I've made many mistakes in my life. I'm not going to give you the list of them. But, you know, just the very thought of them brings tears to the back of my eyes. And I think, why did I ever make those mistakes? I tell you, the Lord's broken me. And the Lord will use us if we are truly broken. And the Lord can bless those who are ready to say, here am I, send me. Now, of course, going out onto a foreign field may sound very adventurous.